You have turned my sorrow into golden wings. The desert turns to garden when you're
Welcome everybody to a new program of Osho Radio. We play a part of a lecture for you from Osho, our beloved master, and you can listen to some beautiful music made by Osho lovers. This program is all about meditation, so sit back and just relax and enjoy the program. In the discourse today, somebody has asked the question to Osho, what are the qualities of a sannyasin? A sannyasin is nothing like a follower. A sannyasin is freedom. Osho talks about the 9 qualities of a sannyasin. And still, at the end he says, remember, most of all, a sannyasin should always remain liquid, flowing, never become definable.
First question. What are the qualities of a sannyasin? It is very difficult to define a sannyasin. And more so if you are going to define my sannyasins. Sannyas basically is a rebellion about all structures, hence the difficulty to define. Sannyas is a way of living life unstructured. Sannyas is to have a character which is characterless. By characterlessness I mean you don't depend anymore on the past. The character means the past, the way you have lived in the past, the way you have become habituated to live. All your habits and conditionings and beliefs and your experiences, that's what your character is. A sannyasin is one who no more lives in the past or through the past, who lives in the moment, hence is unpredictable. A man of character is predictable. A sannyasin is unpredictable because a sannyasin is freedom. A sannyasin is not only free, he is freedom. It is living rebellion. But still, I will try. Few hints can be given. Not exact definitions. Few indications. Fingers pointing to the moon. Don't get caught in the fingers. The fingers don't define the moon. They only indicate. The fingers have nothing to do with the moon. They may be long, they may be short, they may be artistic, they may be ugly, they may be white, they may be black, they may be healthy, they may be ill. That doesn't matter. They simply indicate. Forget the finger and look at the moon. What I am going to do is not definition. That's not possible in this case. And in fact, definition is never possible about anything that is alive. Definition is possible only about something which is dead, which grows no more, which blooms no more, which has no more possibility, potentiality, which is exhausted and spent. Then definition is possible. You can define a dead man. You cannot define an alive man. Life basically means that new is still possible. So these are not definitions. The old sannyasin has a definition, very clear cut. That's why he is dead. I call my sannyas neo sannyas for this particular reason. My sannyas is an opening, a journey, a dance, a love affair with the unknown, a romance with existence itself, in search of an orgasmic relationship with the whole. And everything else has failed in the world. Everything that was defined, that was clear-cut, that was logical has failed. Religions have failed. Politics has failed. Ideologies have failed. And they were very clear-cut. They were blueprints for the future of men. They have all failed. All programs have failed. Sannyas is not a program anymore. It is exploration, not a program. When you become a sannyasin, I initiate you into freedom and into nothing else. It is great responsibility to be free, because then you have nothing to lean upon except your own inner being, your own consciousness. You have nothing as a prop, as a support. I take all your props and supports away. I leave you alone. I leave you utterly alone. In that aloneness, the flower of sannyas. That aloneness blooms on its own accord into the flower of sannyas. Sannyas is characterlessness. It has no morality. It is not immoral. It is amoral. Or it has a higher morality that never comes from the outside, but comes from the within. It does not allow any imposition from the outside, because all imposition from the outside convert you into serfs, into slaves. And my effort is to give you dignity, glory. My effort here is to give you splendors. all other efforts have failed. It was inevitable. Because the failure was built in. They were all structure oriented. And every kind of structure becomes heavy on the heart of man sooner or later. Every structure becomes a prison. And one day or other you have to rebel against it. Have you not observed it down the history? Each revolution in its own turn becomes repressive. In Russia it happens. In China it happens. After every revolution, the revolutionary becomes anti-revolutionary. Once he comes into power, he has his own structure to impose upon the society. And once he starts imposing his structure, slavery changes into a new kind of slavery, but never into freedom. All revolutions have failed. This is not revolution. This is rebellion. Revolution is social, collective. Rebellion is individual. We are not interested in giving any structure to the society. Enough with their structures. Let all structures go. We want individuals in the world, moving freely, moving consciously, of course. And their responsibility comes through their own consciousness. They behave rightly, not because they are trying to follow certain commandments. They behave rightly, they behave accurately, because they care. Do you know this word accurate comes from care? The word accurate in its root means to care about. When you care about something, you are accurate. If you care about somebody, you are accurate in your relationship. A sannyasin is one who cares about himself and naturally cares about everybody else, because you cannot be happy alone. You can only be happy in a happy world, in a happy climate. If everybody is crying and weeping and is in misery, it is very, very difficult for you to be happy. So one who cares about happiness, about his own happiness, becomes careful about everybody else's happiness. Because happiness happens only in a happy climate. But this care is not because of any dogma. It is there because you love. And the first love naturally is the love for yourself. Then other loves follow. Other efforts have failed because they were mind-oriented. They were based in the thinking process. They were conclusions of the mind. Sannyas is not a conclusion of the mind. Sannyas is not thought-oriented. It has no roots in thinking. Sannyas is insightfulness. It is meditation, not mind. It is rooted in joy, not in thought. It is rooted in celebration, not in thinking. It is rooted in that awareness where thoughts are not found. It is not a choice. It is not a choice between two thoughts. It is dropping of all thoughts. It is living out of nothingness. Mm-hmm.
गुरुर् ब्रह्मा गुरुर् विष्णु गुरुर् देवो महेश्वरा गुरुर् साक्षात् परब्रह्मा तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः अखंड मंडलाकारं व्याप्तं येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन च शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः
Sannyas is what we were talking the other day. Swaha. Alleluia. It is joy in being. Now, how can you define joy in being? It cannot be defined because each one's joy in being is going to be different. My joy in being is going to be different from your joy in being. The joy will be the same. The taste of it will be the same. But the flowering is going to be different. A lotus flowers, a rose flowers, a marigold flowers, they all flower. And the process of flowering is the same. But the marigold flowers in his own way and the rose in his. And the lotus in his. Their colors are different. Their expressions are different. Although their spirit is the same. And when they bloom, and when they can whisper to the winds, and when they can say their fragrance to the sky, they are all joyous. Each sannyasin will be a totally unique person. I am not interested in the society. I am not interested in the collectivity. My interest is absolutely in the individuals. In you. And meditation can succeed where mind has failed. Because meditation is a radical revolution in your being. Not the revolution that changes the government, not the revolution that changes the economy, but the revolution that changes your consciousness, that transforms you from new sphere to Christo sphere, that changes you from a sleepy person into an awakened soul. And when you are awakened, all is good that you do. That's my definition of good and virtue. The action of an awakened person is virtue, and the action of an unawakened person is sin. There is no other definition of sin and virtue. It depends on the person, his consciousness, his quality that he brings to the act. So sometimes it can happen, the same act may be virtuous and the same act may be sinful. The act apparently may be the same, but the people behind the act can be different. For example, Jesus entered into the temple of Jerusalem with a whip in his hands, to throw away the money changers. He upset their money changing boards. Alone, single-handedly, he threw away all the money changers out of the temple. It looks very violent, Jesus with a whip, throwing away people outside the temple. But he was not violent. Lalin doing the same thing will be violent and the act will be sinful. Jesus doing the same act is virtuous. He is acting out of love. He cares. He cares about these money changers too. It is out of his cares, concern, love, awareness that he is acting. He is acting drastically because only that will give them a shock and will create a situation in which some change is possible. The act can be the same, but if the person is awake, the quality of the act changes. A sannyasin is a person who lives more and more in alertness. And the more there will be people who exist through awareness, the better world will be created. Civilization has not yet happened. It is said that somebody told Prince of Wales that, "What do you think about civilization?" And Prince of Wales is reported to have said, "It is a good idea. Somebody is needed to try it." It has not happened yet. Sannyas is just a beginning, a seed of a totally different kind of world where people are free to be themselves. When people are not constrained, crippled, paralyzed, where people are not repressed, made to feel guilty, where joy is accepted, where cheerfulness is the rule, where seriousness has disappeared, where a non-serious sincerity, a playfulness has entered. These can be the indications, the fingers pointing to the moon. First, an openness to experience. People are ordinarily closed. They are not open to experience. Before they experience anything, they have already prejudices about it. They don't want to experiment. They don't want to explore. This is sheer stupidity. A man comes and wants to meditate, and if I tell him to go and meditate, he says, "What will be the outcome of dancing? How meditation can be out of dance?" I ask him, "Have you ever danced?" He says, "No, never." Now this is a closed mind. An open mind will say, "Okay, I will go into it and see. Maybe through dancing it can happen." He will have an open mind to go into it with no prejudice. If this man who says, "How meditation can happen out of dance?" even if persuaded, is persuaded to go into meditation, will carry this idea in his head, how meditation can happen out of dance. And it is not going to happen to him. And when it will not happen, his old prejudice will be strengthened more. And it has not happened because of the prejudice. This is the vicious circle of the closed mind. He comes full of ideas. He comes ready-made. He is not available to new facts. And the world is continuously bombarded with new facts. The world goes on changing. And the closed mind remains stuck in the past. And the world goes on changing. And every moment something new descends into the world. God goes on painting the world anew again and again and again. And you go on carrying your old dead ideologies in your heads. So the first quality of a sannyasin is an openness to experience. Second quality, existential living. He does not live out of ideas that one should be like this, one should be like that, one should behave in this way, one should not behave in this way. He does not live out of ideas. He is responsive to existence. He responds with his total heart, whatsoever is the case. His being is here now. Spontaneity, simplicity, naturalness, these are his qualities. He does not live a ready-made life. He does not carry maps, how to live, how not to live. He allows life, wherever it leads, he goes with it. A sannyasin is not a swimmer, and he does not try to go upstream. He goes with the whole. He flows with the stream. He flows so totally with the stream that by and by he is no more separate from the stream. He becomes the stream. That's what Buddha calls srotapanna, one who has entered the stream. That is the beginning of Buddha's sannyas too, one who has entered the stream. One who has come to relax in existence. He does not carry valuations. He is not judgmental. Existential living means each moment has to decide on its own. Life is atomic. You don't decide beforehand. You don't rehearsal. you don't prepare how to live. Each moment comes, brings a situation. You are there to respond to it, you respond. Ordinarily, people live a very strange kind of life. If you are going to give an interview, you prepare. You think what is going to be asked and how you are going to answer it, how you are going to sit and how you are going to stand. Everything becomes phony because it is rehearsals. And then what happens? When you go with such a rehearsal, you are never totally there. Something is being asked and you are searching in your memory because you are carrying a prepared answer, whether that will suit with it or not, whether this will do or not. You go on missing the point. You are not totally there. You cannot be totally there. You are involved in the memory. And then the next thing happens when you are coming out. Then you start thinking you should have answered this way. This is called the staircase wit. When you are coming down the staircase and you start thinking, I should have answered this, I should have said this. You become very wise again. Before you are wise, after you are wise. In the middle, you are otherwise. And in the middle is life. Existence is there. The third quality of a sannyasin, a trust in one's own organism. People trust others. The sannyasin trusts his own organism, body, mind, soul, all are included. If he feels like loving, he flows in love. If he does not feel like loving, he says sorry. But he never pretends. A non-sannyasin goes on pretending. His life is a life lived through masks. He comes home, he hugs the wife, and he does not want to hug the woman. And he says, I love you. And those words sound so phony because they are not coming from the heart. They are coming from Dale Carnegie. He has been reading How to Influence People and Win Friends. And that kind of nonsense. And he is full of that nonsense. And he carries it. And he practices it. His whole life becomes a false pseudo-life, a parody. And he is never satisfied naturally. He cannot be. Because satisfaction comes only out of authentic living. If you are not feeling loving, you have to say so. There is no need to pretend. If you are feeling angry, you have to say so. You have to be true to your organism. You have to trust your organism. And you will be surprised, the more you trust, the organism's wisdom becomes very, very clear to you. Your body has its own wisdom. Wisdom of the centuries, it carries in its cells. Your body is feeling hungry and you are on a fast. Because your religion says that this day you have to fast. Your body is feeling hungry. You don't trust your organism. you trust a dead scripture, because in some book somebody has written that this day you have to go on a fast. So you go on a fast. Listen to your body. Yes, there are days when the body says go on a fast, then go. But there is no need to listen to the scriptures. The man who wrote that scripture has not written it with you in his mind. Not at all. He could not have conceived you. You were not present to him. He was not writing about you. It is as if you fall ill and you go to a dead doctor's house and look into his prescriptions and find a prescription and start following the prescription. That prescription was made to somebody else, to some other disease, in some other situation. Remember to trust your own organism. When you feel that the body is saying, don't eat, stop immediately. When the body is saying, eat, then don't bother whether the scriptures say to fast or not. If your body says, eat 3 times a day, perfectly good. If it says, eat 1 time a day, perfectly good. Start learning how to listen to your body, because it is your body. You are in it. You have to respect it. And you have to trust it. It is your temple. It is sacrilegious to impose things on your body. For no other motive anything should be imposed. And this will teach you not only trust in your body, this will teach you by and by a trust into existence too, because your body is part of existence. Then your trust will grow, and you will trust the trees and the stars and the moon and the sun and the oceans. You will trust people. But the beginning of the trust has to be trust in your own organism. Trust your heart.
This was Osho Radio for today. The music you were listening to was by Subodha, Ramananda, Richa, Shastro, and Trishi. We hope you'll be with us again next week for a new program. Goodbye for now from Osho Radio. We'll be back soon. Namaste to all of you.